Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I want to talk my poem when the diablo call. All right, and the very sweet ass.
Thank you. Father, we thank you. Reveal yourself to us. Reveal yourself, my God, through the scriptures to us in Jesus' name. Now, amen. Ebusia, dampenyufo ase se ene, oma fremi se emesoso, minimum beche eradiasem. Na asemu yi a question. I asem bisa. Semi nyina anye. Where are the others? Nyono mo kan ho no mo eh. Nyana mo mo no no mo sai mre bi etwe mo wo mo eh. Nipa na wo ne ne kasa ne no bom puni mpu at some point in your life. Ah, wo no wo nim Kristo. Wo dia wa fa Yesu na mo wo eh. Where are the others? So as we explore this question, I want us to keep in mind three things. Actually, there are six, but three things in particular. I want us to keep in mind reconciliation. I want us to think about Christ as our healer. What it means. And I want us to think about Jesus as our provider. It was here. It was a Bible reading. Now, so much of my time now. Genesis. I read the first reading. No, young fan of quick. Genesis, no. Genesis 42, 11 to 16. It was a story about Joseph and his brothers. But yehu ewo Joseph ene ninu ya nomu ntemu no eye nyama mienu. Sa nyama mienu yi eye one, eye accountability. And a two, reconciliation. Now, as I should say, Joseph enuanom emra fa menesi sabre no ma ton ndadao. They were prompted to travel to Egypt, not knowing say omu nuano omu besia ni bio. Oma na nyen ho da se omu besia omu nuano bio. But as they traveled to Egypt, they found themselves standing before their neglected brother, that brother that was sold. They found themselves standing before Joseph. And do you know what happened? They were challenged to confront their past and take responsibility. Amra osia onu anu no. Emma won dwene nyom dia ye onu anu. Emma ohu se nyo ye ye no na eden enya de pa. Now, si ebe hu Yesu e wosa Bible passage mua. Now, this is how we are supposed to see it. God, we all know, said, Nyankopon pese, he wants to reconcile us to him. O pese, utia semua, noa eden, wajinedi, nansa na obejinedi no. Eh? There's a first step. I was so woohoo. Christo Nibia. First step near then, you have to be accountable, recognize, and realize it said, by the law of Moses, Niao Pese Wiyana say, Nyama Wai Yawa Urivu Shawa, actions are tiki pain. Niawa Yepain, what you've done before. You have to recognize that into the first step to reconciliation is what? Accountability. The same thing happened to Joseph's brothers. When they saw him, when they stood before him, they had to think back to the past, confront the past, and take responsibility for their actions. So this is a powerful, so we are witnessing a powerful narrative about reconciliation in Genesis 42, 11 to 16. And so Joseph, knowing that he has been wronged, knowing that what the brothers did was not, And so Joseph in this text, you know, echoes the heart of Jesus Christ. Christ wants to reconcile us to him. In our lives, we are a bit too fukakra. Oso so obia yo bonia. Obia yo nye nyaya. Nadia nye ka. Kacho nye se fache. Why? Ni obia yo obia pacheno. Pacheno. Oye Kristo ni ose nyam kong pong. Wafa Yesu se okra no wajen kwa. No ton kun kun ti umua. Na I was so to me then. Utu me de boni eche. We and I used to share a fear ho. God calls us to mend broken relationships, offering grace and mercy just as he has done for us. Rade freya in. A friend of freya in yina no say. Yobi biada yobi arano. Fache. Uni ni panunko bomu. 10 years ago, uni obi ya akagidi gidi 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 gidi. Manso. O jene negra uno. Eh? Yeko ye ni mo. Yusia. Yeko ye ni mo. This is the power of reconciliation, as we see in Genesis 42. Now, you should Luke 17 on your kanye. Luke 17, no, share 10 lepers. God, Jesus heals the 10, yet only one returned to show gratitude. Bakope. Bakope. And then who said, ah, yeah, yeah, so are ye. So modo do. I was sent me called Danase. And this, yeah, already, yeah, this was a Samaritan, an outsider. An outsider. But this leopard recognized the importance of giving thanks. So in our lives, we ask the question, how often do we forget to return and give thanks for the blessings we receive? Prahe. Prahe. And wada uniasse. Waniawaye amount. Prahe. Ana sebre ben ena onyankopon wa odi adanse se wakumem. Tu radia ye bebre amount breben na oda na sewo ho there is importance in giving thanks to the maker to the god that created us saw that there was a law that led us to sin and death, yet he died for us so that we will be saved, we will be reconciled with him. This is the ultimate blessing to receive. Let us show thanks. Let us be appreciative. To share Philippians chapter 4, 6 and 7, and it encourages us not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer, petition, we are to give thanks. Now, Luke 17:19-11. Wei suso ema yehu se onyankopon Jesus is. He has a role as our healer. So there are so many works in our lives that God Christ is doing in our lives that we need to recognize. Jesus is not only healing our physical ailment, but he's also healing our spiritual brokenness. That is why he keeps inviting us. You know the difference between right and wrong now. He's inviting us into a deeper relationship and thanksgiving and faith. And so this story about the 10 lepers basically challenges us to recognize the many ways Christ continues to heal us and respond to our, and we are to respond with genuine gratitude. Now, finally, I will talk about Jesus as our provider. 2 Kings 7:3-20. Again, we find 4 lepers. And now we are going to say, we are Quatania. Quatania, Quatafo, most society, in pain, pino, they are cast out, right? They do more, you inform me, so these lepers who were cast out by society discover a deserted enemy camp with rich supplies. And when they were faced with abundance, mrawa ko bebia asoja fowo nuani bebia omo approach asoja fo ni dwane wie ya omo koto ho ah. Ade aduani ni ei. Omo didi omo no mo No, I'm saying, yeah, we're your bonio. Auntie, and you're my baby, we're in the ano. Young qua. And you're baby. Auntie. Sa gift of grace, sa Christo, dia ma ye ye. Young qua. Young one. Young kwa never enjoy Anna. What did they do? And then lepers, no, they went back to tell the community, to tell the society, to tell the king, hey, Adriane, El Puso, Moso Mobre. Hey, where do you enter into your back? Christo ni our man Zion. Wafa Yesu se okra jen kwa. You have been saved. And it's salvation ye. What's not so? Unkwa na u enjoy ana. Irade e shwe kwa nse. Mene wo. Give it to me. Aka Yesu. Mwa sem. Achre obi fufro. No so aye den. Sa greatest gift. I call it the greatest gift. In humankind. In human life. In our lifetime. The gift of salvation has been given. I will say it to be catchable, be no eden. Ain't it, brother, be any sister, be now, she and no, or no, ying, and coupon, di, yedda. Kano, Christiano, 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 naturally say, erradid do. Where are the others? Yenina eni ana. Yenina yafa Yesu yeni ana. Omo ka hono ehe. Omo wiye so mo bre no mo ehe. Omo ati asem no. Good message no. Na nyam nge message bi na yeta akeke bi no. Ma men kan yi. Ushia ni pa oye eh unbeliever. And why you burning? And why you burning? And I'm opening now, you're going to put your car. And now you want, hey. So, that message, man, can give that. Uhunua. Now, oh, yes, go, or car said, oh, bunny, in tea, or nyoshia, and kawaii saved. And to whom we are, oh, senior me do. And only here, send no tibiara. Send ya or tibiara. And only a young couple, she no afa Yesu se ne kura jem kwe wye na onkron kwa betre ni mono. Onkron kron ene ne be didi. Eno no be nante. Eno be chre chre no. Kwa yi weye, we nye. Se ni wo chre chre ope pepe no. We have a gift that we need to share. The abundance is in the church we need to share. Jesus is our provider. Just as the man discovered abundance and chose to share it, Jesus Christ provides for our needs and calls us to be his hands and feet, sharing his blessings with the world. So the four lepers recognized that they had a responsibility. As in the body of Christ, we are reminded of our own responsibility to spread his love and hope, ensuring that no gift is kept to ourselves. People of God, the gift of God, the gift of salvation, the gift of the grace is not for us only. We have a responsibility to share this gift. So as we reflect on these stories, I encourage us to be inspired to live our lives as people who have been given a powerful gift. We have to embody the love, grace, and mission of Jesus Christ. So may we go forth. May we be empowered by the Spirit that lives in us to be Christ's ambassadors, spreading message, his message of words of our, through our words and our actions. Let's spread that message. And the message is simple. There's only one message. The message of salvation. The message of salvation. Sutras in your mumpai. Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the countless blessings and guidance you have provided in our lives. Thank you for your unwavering love and grace that sustains us each day. Lord, we ask for your strength and wisdom to acknowledge our past mistakes and seek reconciliation with those we have wronged. Help us confront our actions with humility and courage, striving to mend what has been broken. Grant us a heart that returns to you with thanksgiving, recognizing the gifts we have often taken for granted. May our gratitude overflow and reach our spirits and honor your name. Father, inspire us with a spirit willing to share our blessings with others. Father, help us so that we do not hoard these gifts. We pray for the guidance of your Holy Spirit as we strive to live out the teachings of today's sermon. Encourage us to reach out, give thanks, and serve others with compassion and dedication in our daily lives. We thank you as you bind us together, as we work collectively to spread your light and hope in the world that needs it. Radia da wasse, wasse miyo. Rabbi Yesu Christo dimnia bompaye. Amen.